Yesterday we spoke about the din of smichat geula l'tfilah, the fact that the bracha of Ga'al Yisrael at the end of Birchot Kriyat Shema in the morning needs to be immediately before the Amidah, and there shouldn't be any interruption between the two. And this was based on the Gemara in Masechet Brachot, Daf Dalet Amud Bet. And today I want to speak about the din of smichat geula l'tfilah at Maariv, because in actual fact that's what the Gemara in Masechet Brachot specifically says. That Ezeon ben Olam Haba is a person who is Somech Geula Shel Arvit Litfilat Arvit, that Maariv even, you don't make any interruption. And this is how the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Lamed Vav Seif Bet paskens, that one shouldn't speak between the bracha of Geula at Maariv and the Tefillah. The problem, of course, is that at Maariv we do have plenty of other things between the bracha of Ga'al Yisrael, which is the first bracha after Kriyat Shema, and the Amidah. We have the bracha of Hashkiveinu, which is the second of the brachot after Kriyat Shema. And in Chutz La'aretz, we also say the Pesukim of Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen V'Amen, and the bracha of Yiru'einenu. And then, of course, we also have the Chatzi Kaddish. So how can we say that at Maariv we're not making any interruption between the bracha of Ga'al Yisrael and the Tefillah? So the Gemara in Masechet Brachot says the bracha of Hashkiveinu is Geula Arichta. It's an extension of Geula. It's a lengthy Geula, meaning it's also about the notion of redemption, and therefore it's not an interruption. The Achronim bring down from Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah in Masechet Brachot what's the link between the bracha of Hashkiveinu and Geula, that at the time of Makat B'chorot, the Jewish people in Egypt, they davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should protect them, and that's what the bracha of Hashkiveinu is about. It's about protection, and protection was part of the Geula from Mitzrayim. When we redeemed, we needed to be protected, and therefore the bracha of Hashkiveinu is appropriate, or is linked to the theme of Geula, and therefore it's not an interruption. The Aruch HaShulchan goes on to explain that this also applies to the Pesukim of Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen V'Amen and Yiru'einenu, which also contain themes of Geula, of redemption. And he says that even the Chatzi Kaddish is a form of Geula. It's about the ultimate redemption, and therefore that isn't regarded as being a Hefsek. The Minhag in many places is to say on Shabbat, on Friday night, Vishamru, and on the Chagim Vaidebe Moshe Tiku Vachodesh Shofar, on Yom Kippur Kiva Yom Hazei Chaper Aleichem. And the Mishnah Berurah says that this is a form of Geula Arichta, that it's an extension to the Geula. That's also what the Levush says. The Prisha says it's actually Tefila Arichta, that it's an introduction to the Tefila, because it's the same theme that's coming up in the Tefila, so it's not regarded as an interruption. Why is it that the Levush and the Mishnah Berurah say this is Geula Arichta? Because if the Jewish people observe Shabbat twice in a row as an entire nation, so then the Geula will come about, and therefore it's an appropriate theme to have there, and it's not regarded as an interruption. In Maaseh Rav, which catalogues the views and the minhagim and the practices of the Vilna Gaon, so in Siman Samachet it says that the Vilna Gaon didn't say Vishamru on Friday nights, because he regarded that as an interruption, but it says that the Tzibur and the Shrav Tzibur in his shul did say it. The minhag in many places in Eretz Yisrael is not to say Vishamru on Friday nights, because they follow the minhag hagra to be concerned about that point. The Shulchan Aruch also says that you're allowed to, Maariv, you're allowed to announce just before the Amidah Yalev Yavo, or Al Hanisim, or Vatein Talamata, whatever it is, whatever insertions need to be said, because that's regarded as a tzorech tefillah. It's for the purpose of the tefillah, and therefore it doesn't count as an interruption. Even though we wouldn't do that at Shachrit, we would regard it as an interruption at Maariv, because Maariv is a reshut, is essentially an optional tefillah, so therefore we're a little bit makel in that regard. But the minhag in many places is to be frumer than the Shulchan Aruch in this regard, and instead of shouting out Yalev Yavo or Va'al Hanisim for somebody to bang on the shtender, maybe one bang for a Yalev Yavo, two for Va'al Hanisim, and three for something else. And the Shulchan Aruch also says in Seif Gimel that if a person comes into Shul late at Maariv and finds that the Tzibur have already said Kriyat Shema nearing the end of the Brachot, they haven't got a chance to catch up and say the Amidah together with everybody else, so they should simply say the Amidah together with everybody else. It's important to daven the Tefillah of the Amidah, but Tzibur with the congregation, and then they'll say Kriyat Shema Birchoteha afterwards, because Maariv being a Tefillat Rashut, so therefore we can be more makel about Smichat Geula Litfilah. The Achronim say that if you can find another shul where you'll be able to daven everything Keseda with the Tzibur, then one should do that. But otherwise one can forego the Smichat Geula Litfilah. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Minchat Shlomo raises the possibility, based on Talmidei de Rabbeinu Yonah, that perhaps if one's got a chance, you come in and they're already up to Hashkivenu, so there's no way you can daven through Kriyat Shema Virchotel and catch up, but maybe you should just say the Psukim of Yitziat Mitzrayim at the end of the end of Kriyat Shema, and then that's about the Geula from Mitzrayim, and then that will serve as an introduction to the Amidah. So it's not so much that you've got to say there mustn't be an interruption between Ga'al Yisrael and the Amidah, but that for a proper Amidah to be said in the evening and in the morning, it should be preceded by reference to the Geula. And therefore, one perhaps should try and do that, but he leaves it as a little bit of a question. Somebody flagged up to me that in some shuls, the Chazan, especially on Friday nights and Yom Tov nights, the end of Kaddish finishes off quietly and goes quiet at the end of Kaddish so that people won't respond Amen. Is that correct? That's definitely not correct, because it's not like the Amen of Ga'al Yisrael in the morning, which we thought might be a hefsek. Here, we've got other hafsakot, so we're making the hafsakot in any event between the Ga'al Yisrael and the Amidah. And if the Kaddish needs to have people responding to it, if you go quiet, then people won't be able to respond to it. Ad kan.